Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hi, everybody. We'll begin today with a short call-in on the question, why is homosexuality so much more fraught for straight men than for straight women? Are men just more homophobic? And if so, why? 212-433-WNYC. I bring it up because this coming out by NBA player Jason Collins yesterday is such a big media deal today. But a number of female professional athletes have been out for many years, going all the way back to Billie Jean King and Martina Navratilova in tennis. Some others, according to Mother Jones today, from the WNBA, Brittany Griner, an incoming rookie with the Phoenix Mercury, Shamik Holdsclaw, former WNBA player, most recently with San Antonio, the retired WNBA star, Cheryl Swoops, who came out in 2005, later married a man, by the way, whatever. But in the Brittany Griner case, she, as an incoming rookie just last week, signed an endorsement contract with Nike, and that was apparently a first for an out gay athlete, but it did not grab headlines. So is it just because women's sports aren't as big, or is it also because it's a bigger deal for men to deal with gay colleagues and gay teammates than it is for women? Is there just more homophobia among men? And if so, guys or women, why? 212-433-WNYC. Why is homosexuality so much more fraught for straight men than for straight women? Are men just more homophobic? And if so, why? 212-433-9692. Is it that men are the ones who commit almost all the sexual violence in the world, so guys know to be afraid of each other in general? Is it that straight men are so much more insecure about their manhood than straight women are about their womanhood? And if so, why is that? 212-433-9692. And by the way, Collins is not technically the first in a major pro sport in America among men. Glenn Burke, who was on the L.A. Dodgers, the baseball Dodgers, in the 70s, later wrote a book about coming out to his teammates, though not to the public. And he said in that book that prejudice actually forced him out of baseball in the late 70s. So here is Jason Collins himself, as your calls are coming in, on Good Morning America Today.
You know, I never set out to be the first, and it's, you're sort of waiting around for somebody else to, you know, raise their hand, and, you know, I'm ready to raise my hand, but, you know, you still look around like, okay, come on, guys.
So, great, Jason Collins himself, Collins, he's a 12-year veteran who's been with a few teams, including the Nets. Currently a free agent, not very well known, but he is getting immediate support from some NBA stars, including Kevin Durant.
Nobody has the right to judge. You know? I mean, he's his own man. He makes his own decisions. And as NBA players, this is like a big group of guys that it's kind of like a brotherhood. And, you know, I know I support him. You know what I mean? And I don't really know him. So, you know, whatever decision he made is, you know, something that he really thought was good for him. And there's nothing nobody else can say about it. So, you know, as long as he's happy, then it's cool with me.
Kevin Durant and Fred in Bushwick. You're on WNYC. Hey, Fred, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. I was thinking the same thing yesterday. I was like, are straight men more homophobic? And I kind of walked the line with that because I think that there are a lot of straight men out there who are afraid that gay men are looking at them and thinking of them in a sexual way, the same way that straight men have always looked at women. But at the same time, I, as a gay man living in New York City, have a plethora of straight male friends who are completely comfortable with my sexuality and our relationships. So I think that we're actually at a point where straight men are maybe coming out of the closet in their acceptance of homosexuality. And
out of the closet as tolerant people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fred, thank you. Sonia in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Are you thinking about this?
Yeah. It's definitely more of what Fred just said, that for women when they're attracted to women, it's very much the way that it's dealt with negatively is kind of an erasure thing, like, oh, you just haven't met the right guy, et cetera. But with guys, it's very much, I'm a man and you're a man, therefore I must be a sexual object, which is why people, which is why a lot of straight guys get uncomfortable about it. I think Fred is definitely right, though, that here in New York, this is definitely like a much better and much safer place to be, though.
Thank you very much. Let's go right to Peter in the Bronx. Peter, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I think it has more to do, less to do with sexual orientation than with the sense of who one is as a man or a woman or as a boy or a girl. I think adolescent boys really want to be seen as tough, as macho, as a real male man, and not as a sissy, which is the worst thing you could be seen as if you're 13 years old. Whereas for a girl to be seen as a tomboy is no big deal.
That's a really great point, and that goes into all kinds of professional culture and everything else. Gender identity is just more acceptably fluid for women. If a woman is kind of tough, she may have a hard time with that. She may, you know, get discriminated against for that. But it's a lot easier than if a man is seen as feminine. I guess when the workplace really started to integrate and people were supposed to be seen as, you know, individually on their merits, women started wearing suits like men in professional settings. You didn't see men starting to wear dresses and skirts.
Not yet.
So, Peter, thank you very much. Chris in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What do you think?
Hi. I think it's two different things. I think, first of all, for heterosexual men, I think they see women sort of as less than, and therefore if you're a gay man and you know, you're having sex with other men, then you're less than as well. But more importantly, I think for the broader culture, I think when people think of homosexuality, they focus too much on the sexual act. I think if you ask heterosexual men or a lot of heterosexual men whether they can get fruit, they can, you know, grasp the concept of one gender being in love with somebody of the same gender, they get that. But when they start thinking about the sexual act or what they imagine, all of these things that we do that we never do, involving rodents and all this other crap, you know, they focus on that, and they see that as abhorrent behavior. I remember coming out to my dad 25 years ago, and he had a hard time with it. And until I sat him down and said, Dad, do you think about any of my four sisters and what they do in bed with their husbands? You know, no. Of course not. And that's how he came around.
Wow. That's
and I
great.
Think that's true of a lot of
that's
people.
That's a good story. I never heard the rodents thing, by the way. I guess I've been sheltered from the trash talk. Anne in Greenwich, I think, has a similar observation. Anne?
Yes, possibly. I believe that evolution has hardwired men to think about sex in a very immediate, personal way. And so when the subject of sex comes up, men, I think, cannot help taking it very personally and kind of imagining themselves, you know, inserted into that sex scene. I don't believe that women are the same way. I think when sex comes up, women just sort of sit here being women, and whether they're gay or straight, they just don't involve in the whole discussion the immediate way that men do. And, you know, of course, our culture is somewhat homophobic, and so men, it's harder for them to come around because they're sort of personally engaged on an imaginative level,
and
where women are not.
Yeah, thank you. So we've been discussing why homosexuality is so much more fraught for straight men, or so it seems, than for straight women, with Jason Collins coming out, the first openly gay male athlete in the four major sports in the United States coming out yesterday. Here, by the way, is Martina Navratilova, who, of course, came out a long time ago as a tennis player, talking about why she thinks this is really important.
Jason saving lives. Apparently, I have done that way back when I came out and gave kids some hope that they were not the only ones, you know, and Today, one-third of teenage suicides are over their sexuality, and I think this is going to make a huge difference in that number. And Jason's definitely going to save some lives, and what more can you ask for? I mean, it's, you know, I just hit the tennis ball. He plays basketball, but we're making a difference outside of the sports world, and that's fantastic.
So, Martina, getting pretty much the last word. I'll just throw in that I've heard two strains of speculation about Colin's career prospects this morning. One is to wonder if, as an aging player without a job, he's a 34-year-old free agent after playing with the woeful Washington Wizards this year. So he is an unemployed pro basketball player. Is Collins likely to face discrimination in his attempt to stay in the league next year? Or was this possibly an excellent strategic career move in addition to being an act of courage? Because he instantly goes from being Jason who to this history-making, first out active pro-gay male athlete who might even be, you know, a little bit of a box office attraction. Or as the Huffington Post referred to the other day on the Brittany Griner contract, Nike is eager to have the first out gay male athlete if they think that he's box office to be an endorser of Nike products. So maybe Jason Collins is also making a very good business decision here. But I guess time will tell. And anyway, in any case, it's big news, and it certainly raises that question that I thank you all for calling in and exploring. Why is homosexuality so much more fraught for straight men than for straight women?